So Atlanta United's got a game on Saturday. There's a lot of international soccer going on right now, right? A lot of international soccer, a lot of movement with United. We lost our coach. We're losing our players. Guys are on international. So how did this game stack up Saturday? It was a run-of-the-mill regular season game against Toronto?
Against Toronto. Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, I guess you can theoretically call it a run-of-the-mill game, but it's an important one because Atlanta was looking to snap a seven-match winless streak at home, which
and they were very unlikely. Yeah, and they were not in position to do that. When it was all said and done, we're at the end of another, you know, somewhat disappointing afternoon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and all of a sudden, this happens in the game's extra time, final minute. Here you go.
TRA couldn't get to it. The defender, who was draped all over him, got a touch.
Here's a steal off TRA. He will turn to jump score. He scores.
Tremendous call from Mike Conti, who is simply the best voice in MLS and one of the great voices you're ever going to hear. And all you ask is that the play on the field and moments are able to allow Conti the chance, right? Allow him the chance to have moments. You can't fake when we're down, you know, 2-0 and it's late second half and we score and you want Conti to go nuclear. It's not going to happen. It's not appropriate, right? You have to have a level of intensity that matches the moment. That was one of the wildest plays I've ever seen.
So one of the other crazy things about this call, and I want to highlight just how difficult of a call this would be, is the fact that this is the 97th minute and you have Jason Longshore, who's doing the commentary right there, because they expect that the game is over. And you have a keeper who's rolling the ball out, and he launches the ball, and then they're blowing the whistle, and the game is over. Mike Conti's looking down. He's taking his notes. All right, what are the final shots? What is this?
Right.
He's already moved on to post-game. He's getting his mind right. And then all of a sudden, Jason's like, wait, something's happening. And you have the presence of mind to sit there, watch this play, and have a call.
How Longshore just keeps, you know, shuts up? And I mean that Jason does a phenomenal job. He also knew to let Conti do his thing. And he was, listen to it one more time, how Jason, like, at a moment where the last thing you think you're going to see is what just happened, the goalie from behind gets the ball stolen, and Jason quiets immediately to give Conti the call. Listen, because this could have been all over each other.
TRA couldn't get to it. The defender, who was draped all over him, got a touch.
Here's a steal off TRA. He will turn to jump score. He scores.
Now the fact that Jason got quiet immediately instead of, No, he's just like, let Conti take over. That's exactly what happened. That is pristine work in the booth. And you heard the TV call, Bo?
Yeah, the TV call is kind of boring. He tells you what's happening, but he doesn't get it. Of course, this is a national broadcast.
That's fine, but it's still a moment you think you'd raise your game up to that point, right? Do you want to see me do that again? It's crazy what happened. Anyway, that's a moment. I was with Bobby Shapiro, my little guy, who's a big soccer fan. And we're at the Atlanta Fish Market yesterday because I wanted a lobster roll desperately. I was coveting all these folks up in New England, these Maine lobster rolls. We go to Atlanta Fish Market, and we're sitting on the where the bar is, because that's where all the TVs are. And you'd be so proud of me, Garrett. I'm watching the Euro Cup.
How
right?
about that?
We are watching the Euro, because his favorite team is England, because it has all his favorite players. Okay. And he's sitting there talking to me about Jude Bellingham and how England's about to lose to, who was it?
They were about to draw. Well, yeah, they were about to lose to Slovakia.
Yeah, Slovakia.
It would have been a very bad finish for a team that was considered a potential favorite in this tournament.
Jude Bellingham has one of the most ridiculous bicycle kick goals to tie it. Then England scores again in extra time, and now you're sitting here going, dude, are we? You know, you went from SEC football. You're talking about bicycle kicks, but dude, you have
you
to
went from
see
football
it.
To football, right?
Well, it's just such a sick clutch moment. It's Patrick Mahomes, you know, throwing a 37-yard strike to Kelsey late in a playoff game, right? It's It's Trae Young drilling that shot against the Celtics in, was it game five last? It's just like the great players making a play. That's one of the greatest plays of his career. So that happened, and England moves on in the Euro Cup to the quarterfinals. And then tonight, like, I will 100% be on FS, is it Fox or FS1 tonight?
FS1.
FS1 tonight, a game we're not supposed to win, right?
Well, we got our work cut out for us. We need to get a result, and a result means win against Uruguay. It's at 9 o'clock tonight.
It's gonna,
make sure you go down to Park Bar. Anybody who's in the Metro Atlanta area, I mean, come on down to Park Bar. Abe Gordon's hosting.
An embarrassing exit from the Copa Cup.
It would be a very embarrassing exit
because of Panama, because of the game the other night in Atlanta.
Yeah, because somebody had a chicken wing punch in the back of somebody's head. It was just ridiculous.
A red card early, dude. This is a terrible moment. USA Soccer will be the lead story tomorrow if they pull this upset off, which they're not supposed to.
Greg Berhalter has a chance to have one of the biggest wins of his managerial career if he can pull off a positive result. Uruguay's manager is suspended for this
one. Why? They're
just going to be tough.
They're a perennial power, correct?
They're a perennial power. They're a very dominant team.
All right, we just did a lot of soccer. I'm curious if Mike Bell's listening or anybody else to say, did we pull it off? Because I think those are three great stories. I think those are three great stories to pay attention to. When we come back, by the way, the 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by our friends at Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season, mancavestore.com. I don't think I've ever seen an athlete like this one in the history of sports. I don't think I've ever seen anybody carry themselves like this athlete in the history of sports. Who am I talking about, and why is he number one on my mind after this weekend? I will tell you in things I... Yeah! When we come back, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.